one of the great duets ever.
Come to the kitchen. I wrote some lyrics. I set them to a song you don't know. Please pay attention, and I'll try to teach you. Hey, let me give you some notes. I thought that this would be easy. Now it looks like you might tear me apart. I'm trying to help you, believe me. What is it about this song that you find so hard? I even circled your part.
Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for October 22nd, 2015, officially being broadcast live from the future. This podcast features songs and music from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com, and today is a special duets episode featuring songs with two people singing these stupid jingles. And we're going to have some new ones up front, a flurry of classic jingles, and then a mailbag today. And that opening song there was my personal story of duets. Very early on in this whole process, I recruited my wife, Michelle, to get involved in this whole thing. And it's been a love-hate relationship, as with everything in this. She is so good at doing this. Usually it takes one take or two takes, but occasionally there's a song that I recommend that she's never heard before. And so she'll sing it, and it's not quite what I wanted to hear. There's a few notes that are a little bit different. And so I'll give her some constructive feedback, and it generally devolves and becomes a painful process. And then we kind of hate each other until we're done, and then it's great, and we're happy that we did it. But I think that for most folks that do the duets on here, they know each other virtually, and thanks to the magic of Tony's show and this podcast and everything else surrounding the website, a lot of us have been able to meet face-to-face, but you don't have some of those personal conflicts when you're trying to give somebody direct notes or feedback as they're singing a song. So I wanted to open with a song that has been in the works for 6 or 7 months. It's called Wilbon's World. It's an Aladdin song, something I wrote back in April for the TK Jingles live event for Michelle and I to sing, and we just finally recorded it yesterday. So I'm glad to share it here with you today. And then I put a call out for folks to do duets this week if they wanted to be featured up front in the podcast. So we got two here. We're going to include Joe Arrow and his mom, Jeannie Arrow, with Those Were the Days. And then Rob Berg and Jason Fuse collaborating on The Nightmare Before Christmas's This Is Halloween, which to This Is Harrowing. And then another TK Jingles live song that a zillion people contributed to, but Jason and I performed, and Jason did 99% of the work here, considering that there is no instrumental track and needed to build all this from scratch. We'll end the opening segment with the full-length Stonehenge.
I can show you a house. In fact, I'll show you a dozen. Each one more grand than the others, and I have one that's just for shoes. NBA at halftime. See my name on the marquee. It's right there under Sir Barkley. He's a real good friend of mine. It's Wilbon's World. A new northwestern point of view. And we get loads of snow in Chicago, so DC quit complaining.
It's Wilbon's World. If you want suits, he's got a few. Even though they're really nice, he'd never wear one twice. That's the kind of thing that only littles do.
That's the kind of thing that littles do.
Unbelievable time. Indescribable pocket squares. Move to Scottsdale, you'll love it there. can go golfing all the time. It's Will Bond's world.
No, I'm never surprised.
Is that Michael Jordan?
Yes, we share the same broker.
Sometimes you fly first class. How do you deal with that? Chartered flights are way on
the street. It's Will Bond's world.
No, he's still not surprised.
And I'm super
every
modest
gets
too.
Better.
Like Tony, I have no hair, but I'm debonair. Let me share some fashion tips with you. It's Will Bond's world.
Will Bond's world.
That's where I'll be.
That's where you'll be.
A wondrous place.
You can see from space.
That's
all I need.
That O-line played.
Lots of Super Bowl parades.
Redskins fans, we had it made.
Those were the days. We had lots of playoff berths.
Hogs were hogs and Smurfs were Smurfs.
Be nice
to have a place to play like RFK, our home turf. Had no Hall of Fame QBs.
But Theismann, Doug, and Rip won three.
Gee, our old Diesel ran sweet.
Those were the days.
Late tools, listen everywhere. For all the things of which Tony is scared.
Airplanes and Google machines, both of these are harrowing.
This is harrowing, this is harrowing.
Dropping on the Bay Bridge in the dead of night.
This is harrowing.
Courtney could say anything,
but Gary is the Trojan horse, much more likely to incite.
In their homes, everybody scream.
We will bond slurp Chicago teams.
Teenage sleeping in an RV bed. Hope David Wooda's gonna camp.
So Lizza asked the redhead to check a lump. She says he's an idiot, it's the knuckle of his thumb.
This is harrowing, 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 harrowing.
An Evite soon decays when it comes. Tori's terrified he'll actually show up
on the show.
Don't we love it when David Aldridge is beyond enraged?
Watching the Washington professional football team makes him scream like a banshee on most Mondays.
What if Bruce Springsteen played a 2-hour set of songs by Air Supply?
Liz would probably
open up a vein,
and as she waited, morosely asked why.
This is harrowing, 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 harrowing.
On this show every day, Nigel contemplates a career change.
La 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 la, harrowing, harrowing. La 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 la, harrowing, harrowing. La 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 la, harrowing, harrowing. La 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 la.
To Hawaii.
In ancient times, long before Al Gore invented the internet, there lived a strange group of people, radio producers. They were terribly misunderstood. Perhaps it was because of their lousy English accents. Still, their legacy remains. Probably because at the end of each show, they queued up clips like Stonehenge.
Stonehenge, go get a busy bee. Don't look at those losers, you look at me. Junior Spur, and again with the chicken. Every night it's the chicken, the chicken. Fredo's smart, not like everyone says. Where's the cake on the day of your daughter's wedding? I love Lucy, guess how much I can bench. And like that he says, money doesn't spend itself.
And you, Nigel, you picked the perfect clips. We'll think back to when we heard some of them in films. Where they all came from, we don't always know. But we'll still all laugh at the end of the show. How they laughed, all the littles at Stonehenge, and at, hey, what happened? And at all the many other blurbs that wouldn't fit into this song. Stonehenge. We put way, way too much effort into this joke. We'll accept for Nigel. He really didn't prepare at all and totally picked it up. But what would they say to us if that had happened here tonight? What, am I speaking Chinese?
Four new duets from DKJingles.com. So I usually try to add some exposition to this podcast, but today's episode is really going to be more of just DJing the tunes. These songs speak for themselves. They're just classic jingles from throughout the past 2 years. I wanted to start this classic segment with the very first jingle that was a duet, I believe, which only aired because of the virtue of the fact there were very few jingles at the time, and it was just totally absurd and ridiculous. This is Up Where We Belong. Then Joe Arrow and Jenny Sexton with Sundown. Hampton's tune sung by John and KJ, If I Had a Sirloin. Patrick and KJ with In Spite of Himself. And then we're sensing a theme here, Brad and KJ with Jackson.
Here comes Tony's mailbag. He got your emails, faxes, and notes.
Here comes Tony's mailbag. He's gonna read some for you folks. Nigel screens it all. What's with the pony? Veracity. Wendy Rieger still out of his league. Tony, we love to sing the mailbag song about a grumpy old man and his little fans. Now everybody sing along like your Billy Joe times these jingles go too long. So we fade them out. Yes, fade.
I've been sending in my notes and my emails too, but I guess they're not as funny as a shad haiku. Mailbag, it just isn't fair how my funny correspondence never makes it on air. Windows and bagels and cars, getting pics from a monkey just won't get you too far. Kevin's screwing up the weather or it's just bad luck, but even Pete Waiter thinks that it all sucks. Sheehan's news just ain't getting it done, but I never miss a moment of the Redskins at one. Emails, your faxes and notes, Tony's gonna read a few of them for all of you folks.
Sirloin, I toast it in the morning, I toast it in the evening, after spraying some ham, I broil up fish sticks, I broil up a steak, I heat up tater tots, fried toast and frozen pizza, and maybe some spam.
Well, if I had some creamer, I'd throw it at an intern, cause could you better know how to open that can. And if I had some Swiss cheese, it better have really big holes, cause I'm rich and old and once an only child. Don't you know who I am?
Now it's time for the mailbag. I'll read a few this morning. Mike from Burke is always crushing. And there's a haiku from Shed. I'll name all the rascals and hope it isn't boring. I'll read out notes between a Fredo ammunition and a jingle that's bad.
All he does is yell and he makes money. He thinks chimps grow up to be monkeys. He wants Kevin to say it's gonna be sunny. He might not be here this coming Monday. His vision is shaky, his memory's hazy, but we still love this show.
You ain't gonna go to your party or wedding, as Carville'll tell you who you should be betting. Not too sharp when it comes to his phone. His kids just wanna put him in a home. His dome, it glistens, but we still listen, cause the littles all love this show. In spite of himself, he gets paid to yak on the radio.
Against
all odds, he's on the TV too. He's gonna read your emails, notes, and faxes, and make sure that you wear white when he is through.
When he gets calls from that goddess, he'll be spitzing like an Airedale hound. Nigel finds it fun and Bobby gets it done, but Jeannie's laughing never makes a sound. Well, go eat your Swiss cheese and count the holes, and you can't set your toaster oven with your cruise control.
Now we've been sending in jingles singing about this pointless show. The thanks that we get for the hours that we spent
is a sticker for car windows. Well, here comes the mailbag. Your emails and your notes. Time for Tony's mailbag. Goodbye, that's all we wrote.
The TK Jingles archivist could probably answer this question, but I'm just going to hazard a guess that this is the most KJ Onstad-centric episode in the history of the TK Jingles podcast, other than Michelle and Jenny, who occasionally give an assist on a duet. KJ is your go-to resource as the primary female voice in TK Jingles and always does a great job. So we featured three by KJ there. This next segment's not going to be any different. We're going to open it with my all-time favorite duet with my wife, Michelle. He Would Do Anything for Cash. And then three KJ duets, Mockingbird with John, Baby It's Cold Outside with Brad, and Picture with Jason and KJ. And then we'll end it with a song by Elliot Olshansky, sung by Michelle and I.
And he would do anything for cash, dressed like Lindsay Vonn for a few cheap yucks. He would do anything for cash, come and grill for you for 2,000 bucks. And he'll never forgive Nigel if he doesn't mention every single sponsor on every show. And he would do anything for cash, he'd even talk about the Caps. Oh, yes, he'd even do that.
Would he pick me up in his new Cadillac? Would he drive me to work and then drive me back? Would he do it in that stupid Pharrell hat?
He might do that. Oh, I'm pretty sure he'd do that.
Would he phone it in? Would he write columnettes? Would he have so little shame he'd let monkeys place bets? Would he complain about being real old?
He already does that. Yes, he already does that.
I've heard his podcast and I've seen PTI. He seems like a clever and unscrupulous guy. Maybe someday he'll make Wilbon surprised.
He can't do that. No one could ever do anything for cash, but he can't do that.
Mock.
Yeah.
Ding.
Yeah.
Tone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
King Tone now.
Everybody, have you heard?
Have you heard?
TK is through with the written word.
Bloviating on air is now his thing.
On his radio
on
show,
his radio
he's
show
king.
He is king.
And for the whole show,
that snow.
But that's not what Sheehan said.
It's just so damn cold.
But that's not what Sheehan said.
Commuting will be.
We might miss a show or
three.
Not
very nice.
Just close your eyes up, Rockville Pike.
This blizzard is more than flurry.
Side streets are sure to be buried.
The snow stick is covered in
that
white.
That Under Armour must be too
Those
tight.
Those models just leave me worried.
Oh, no, is that Jim Cantore?
The rocks all look so shiny and bright.
Give those assets from TTI.
His colleagues must think.
Did you hear what Sheehan said?
The show really stinks.
That can't be what Sheehan said.
He won't shovel snow.
Is that the Euro?
Or he'll drop dead.
His ticker just can't take the stress.
Jeannie sure seems suspicious.
His biscuits are sure delicious.
Her pencil's writing everything down.
It's always worse on the wraparound.
It's so freaking cold.
Thanks, Thrifty Car Rental. That's not what she is.
podcast. Nigel played my song a long, long list. It's about damn time. This is number 58. I just finished another one today. That's just how the littles play. I've thought about it for a long time. I can't seem to get it off my mind. While folks keep singing for an old and grumpy man each day. My sticker today. Where should it be displayed? I think it looks so good on the front door of our home.
He said your sticker.
Arizona for the game. He missed his bagel city breakfast every day. The missing food would ruin his mood. The oatmeal squares were poor.
Yeah. Lunch was also troublesome for him to get, but ESPN brought an answer to the set. A sandwich that he hadn't had since 1994.
A local color, gold and green, endorsed on air by RG3.
Tony thought he'd eat a Subway sandwich.
Yes, he'd love to eat a Subway sandwich, packed with vegetables to crunch. A sub would make an awesome lunch.
Looking forward to a Subway sandwich. Yes, he'd love to eat a Subway sandwich. It had bread and turkey and pickles and peppers, no cheese. They brought a trailer for the crew to get the grub, and Tony celebrated at what was to come. But soon he'd find, losing his mind, all the sandwiches were gone.
There was a Subway in the mall at Fashion Square, but Tony didn't want to set a foot in there. A food court trip could make him flip. The whole thing just seemed wrong.
Kalila offered to go and fetch, but Tony said he'd rather kvetch.
So he didn't get a Subway sandwich.
No, he didn't get a Subway sandwich. Two bags of sun chips were all he had. It left him feeling really mad.
For he didn't get a Subway sandwich. No, he didn't get a Subway sandwich.
It would have had cucumbers and the peppers and some lettuce and tomatoes, onions and some spinach and a little mashed potato.
I'm just hungry, I don't care if I lose a lot of weight like Jared.
What the heck's that sticky sauce? No thanks, you can't leave it all off.
Oh, and you can hold honey mustard. Yes, you can hold honey mustard. Hey, where'd everybody go? Still trying to place my order here, guys.
All right, since KJ can't sing everything, I'm going to end it here with a special segment of dudettes. These are duets by a couple of dudes. And we're going to start it with John Fitzpatrick and Joe Arrow with Waiting for My Newspaper. And then one of the very first dudettes, Brad Weiss sent me lyrics to If I Had $1 Million. And I was so presumptuous at my own brilliance. I said, Brad, those lyrics are trash. I'm going to write my own version. And Brad humbly put up with that and said, all right, well, I'll do some of those, and maybe we'll do a few of mine too. And so the two of us were able to come to a consensus for If I Had $1 Million. And then I recruited Joe Arrow because of his incredible range. I thought it would be awesome to pay homage to Billy Joel's Innocent Man, where he's lost his upper range and ability to hit those high A notes. And so he has somebody else sing them for him. So we collaborated on A Difficult Man.
So long, I awoke before four. I've been waiting too long. I know I could read the news online. I'm just so old and I'm so disinclined. 'Cause I love the feel and I circle stuff.
No paper in sight, this guy is a rube. Now I need to know if he'll change his route.
Maybe that's wrong, I don't care, just so I don't have to wait this long. It's all for work, my intentions are pure. I'm more important, I'm sure.
I've been waiting for my newspaper. It's causing so much strife. I'm here waiting as the rain soaks through. How slow does this sky drive? You, how did that jerk survive? Yeah, clinging to my old worldview. So welcome to my life.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
I'd buy every cranberry almond kind bar
and sell them to Tony for $10 a piece.
And if I had $1,000,
if I had $1,000,
I'd hire Tony to grill my steaks.
He won't do that for less than $3,000.
Well, if I had, say, $30,
if I had about $30,
I'd buy Listen Up on DVD.
But I wouldn't make you watch it, that's cruel.
If I had $1 million, I'd send more swag. If we sent $1 million,
he'd read my email and my notes.
If we sent $1 million,
he'd play my jingle for you folks.
If we sent $1 million,
maybe Nigel would abscond with it somehow.
Yeah, and split it with the sales weasels, blow it on Caps playoff tickets.
And Zumba classes in Maine.
Yeah, or maybe Tony would sponsor a same-day podcast.
Yeah, right. He'd probably use it to bulldoze his neighbor's house. Sons of bitches.
Some people say that it's not a big deal when you have to pay $5 to park. Most people know that it's common sense to carry at least one credit card. Most people hate just to wait in a line while an old man counts up his change. And though I know it's 2014, my God, don't you know who I am?
I am
a difficult man.
Oh, yes, I am
a difficult man. Thank you, Eva. All right, we got a short mailbag here today. First, we have a new iTunes review. It says, great clip show. The clips before the jingles make the jingles even funnier, and it helps me appreciate even more the brilliant lyrics. I got that feedback 5 or 6 times this week, and something we'll probably do again down the road. It is a great chore to go back and chop up those sound clips. So if you do these jingles and there's a particular one that you want to have featured, please send me the song and the audio clip, and I'd be happy to keep that archive for the next time I do a clip show, because I definitely agree that it adds a real element of joy and wonder to the whole process when you're able to share that. And lastly, Shad has mentioned many times, and I think Neil and Rockville and Mike and Burke have alluded to this before, that the jingles that we do now are elaborate and interesting, but they're not the original jingles. That there was somebody on the show starting back in the early 90s named T. Chapel Aldridge that used to send in songs. And this past week, Gary Braun said, you know, I wonder what ever happened to T. Chapel Aldridge. So I decided I'd find out. So I looked online, I found him on LinkedIn, sent him a note and said, hey, I heard that you used to do jingles on Tony's show. Would love to chat with you a little bit. And he wrote me back and said, yeah, they don't play song parodies on that show anymore. They seem to just do haiku when I listen to the mailbag. So long story short, I filled him in that, oh, I guess you've probably been listening at least 2 or 3 years because it's a main feature of the show now. So Chapel sent me back. He said, I'm a fully qualified old guy now. Did Gary Braun remember me? Whatever happened to the songs that were recorded and played over and over and over on the Best Of show? Did they become the property of the network? Or does Andy Poley have them in a can somewhere? Are they on your website? He says, I didn't keep copy of most of the stuff that I did. I did get blown up once performing I Wish They All Could Be Ashkenazi Girls in honor of my Jewish wife. That was 19 years ago. And anyway, he says he's still here and he's still singing and performing. And in the past 48 hours, I'm thrilled to see that Chapel Aldridge has submitted 2 ideas to the ideas page. So we have reignited that candle there of one of the original jinglers getting back in the fray. Joe Arrow, just in the last hour, jumped on one of those. We'll be submitting a recorded version of one of them in the next day or so. And I'm thrilled for that. I think that the folks in the show will be tickled by it if Tony remembers. But I know that Gary certainly remembers, so that's wonderful. So the community that we have now goes back 20-plus years, farther than I ever imagined that it did, and I'm glad that we can grow it even more thanks to the magic of the interwebs. So I hope you enjoyed this special duets episode. I'll be back next week with a traditional episode of the podcast. Until then, enjoy Tony's show. Go to the website, leave some comments. Let folks know what you liked. You can email me podcast@tkjingles.com or leave me feedback on iTunes. I always love to get that feedback. Thank you very much.
You all know that I'm an old man. I can't Instagram. I don't know how. I don't care how. I've got a Cliffy for that. Phones were once to make calls, now they're for tweeting your lunch or for selfies with stars.
Wrap this stinking show, I'm heading home. We're out of time. We've got lots of notes from all your folks. Let's read them now.
The connective tissue in the show now to me is these jingles. And the thought that all of these people came all this distance to watch their fellows perform.
Yeah.
And they were great.